Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
PA study for near-term gold producer LaFleur Minerals Inc., CLFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, to deliver support for restarting vertically integrated Abitibi operation. Gold explorer and near-term producer LaFleur Minerals has hired global environmental consultant firm Environmental Resources Management, ERM, to provide a preliminary economic assessment, PEA, for the company's restart of gold production at its Beacon Gold Mill in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. LaFleur wholly owns the Beacon Gold Mill and a nearby exploration operation in Canada's largest gold-producing district, providing the foundation of a vertically integrated resource that also includes a fully permitted tailings storage facility. The company's recent fully subscribed equity offering and other planned financing opportunities will deliver the capital needed for the expected launch of gold production anticipated for early next year. LaFleur has already begun diamond drilling on the significantly sized Swanson site, with assays showing high-grade near-surface intercepts. And twinning definition drilling is expected to provide confident updated mineral resource confirmation.
Researchers urge Canadians to donate toenails for science. Researchers at the University of Calgary are seeking up to 10,000 toenail samples from volunteers across Canada for a study on radon exposure and lung cancer risk. Early detection could improve treatment outcomes. Companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are making strides in this field. For more information and updates, visit BioMedWire's website.
Investor news breaks. Honey Badger Silver Inc., TSXV, OTCQB, HBIF, expands Plata project by 18% to strengthen gold targets. Honey Badger Silver Inc. has expanded its Plata project by 18%, staking an additional 546 hectares to strengthen gold targets. The decision followed promising field observations and historical data showing significant gold anomalies along the Plata thrust, with high-grade gold grab samples over 900 meters. The company also found an underexplored gold and soil anomaly and plans to explore both the Plata and Rogue thrusts for gold potential. Honey Badger Silver is a silver company led by an experienced team with projects in mining-rich areas. For more information, visit honeybadgersilver.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.